All of our days are numbered. We cannot afford to be idle. To act on a bad idea is better than to not act at all. Because the worth of the idea never becomes apparent until you do it.
Buried treasure!
Buried treasure? Treasure.
So welcome to the second episode of Buried Treasure. Not much waffle from me at the beginning here. I'm going to make sure you visit hotwomble.com, and we're going to make sure that you download the spoiler podcast, spoiler.co.uk. And I'm going to hand you over now to what happened when we introduced the Buried Treasure format to the dragons in Dragon's Den.
The dragons are investing their own money in the den, so it's no wonder the questions are tough. Will our next entrepreneur have the right answers?
Hi, dragons. My name's Paul. I'm here today for a £1 million investment. I present a podcast called Buried Treasure, and what we do is we bury cash in the ground for our audience to find. And our ambition at some point is to bury £1 million in the ground. And you're looking at me a bit funny. Bit nervous. And our ambition is to bury £1 million in cash in the ground. Now, we're going to be doing this by a GoFundMe. So if you were to look it up now, you could go to GoFundMe.com, Buried Treasure. And you would see that people can put forward their own cash to put in the ground, and therefore we can bury it. So far, we've buried £100 in the ground, and we're on our first series. We're currently asking people to donate to Series 2, which will be £200. And you can see we're going to keep increasing the amount we bury in the ground for our listeners to solve the clues and go and find it. It's an audio treasure map, if you like. And I suppose what I'm here to do today is to kind of save a lot of people a lot of bother. So if one of you guys with your enormous wealth were to donate £1 million to us, we could just do it all in one series. We'd have quite a lot of frenzy, and I think this would be very good promotion for your other businesses. So you need to see it as an investment that way, but also it's a way of unburdening you of some of your wealth, because it's probably not making you happy. Okay, that's it. Any questions?
Hello, Paul. I'm Deborah. I understand overall what you're doing, but I'm not clear.
People who donate to the podcast, we bury that money in the ground. It's as simple as that. And then we give away clues over six episodes per series. And then what they can do is put those clues together and go on a treasure hunt. The first person to find the money, well, it's theirs.
Paul, good pitch, good idea, very unusual, not what I would expect to see in Dragon's Den.
Right.
What are my alternative options to achieve the same objective?
You could set this up yourself, but you know we're already doing it, so I don't know. I wouldn't take us on in that. You know, this is what we find ourselves expert in, going to a disclosed location and burying money. And I'm not sure you people have got it in you to do that.
Paul's composure in dealing with the dragon's questions is going down well in the den. Now though, Theopophytis is ready to have his say.
Paul, that business must make a small fortune already, because you valued it at £1 million.
Well, no, it's not really valued. I mean, I suppose I want you to get out of your usual pitches. I'm trying to I don't know, it's almost like I want to take you on a some kind of spiritual journey here and take you beyond what you would normally do, how you would normally invest. This is really something different, a great opportunity for you.
Okay. How am I going to make a profit from it?
Well, this is it, you see. I think that the exposure you're going to get from what we're doing here, I mean, you know, the press are going to have a field day with you involved.
That argument might work if you're asking me for a small amount of money and I think this guy's worth backing.
Yeah.
I'll take a punt on him. Good for trying, but yeah. It's not for me. I'm out.
It's a first setback, but there are still four remaining dragons.
Hello, I'm Peter. My opening shot is I look at it and I think you look pretty sane to me, but I think the product's ridiculous.
Oh.
I don't even know. I'll be perfectly honest, I'm not even sure I know what it is.
Well, I mean, I've explained it. It's quite a simple concept.
You are serious about this?
Oh, absolutely.
But wouldn't... Can I please... Could one of the other dragons please interrupt me?
Oh, I want to get some business facts because I'm a little bit confused. What was your turnover last year?
Okay, well, turnover. Turnover is... It's turnover. Turnover is something for other people.
Okay, how does that answer my question?
Well, it doesn't, but, you know, these details, these focuses, it's almost like a script you're all stuck on about turnover and net.
You have this peculiar way of answering another question that I haven't asked, which I'm finding slightly frustrating. Is that why you answered a question I didn't ask?
I suppose it is, yes.
Well, how ridiculous of you to come and stand here and pitch to investors when you haven't got that information, because, by God, man, it's your job to have that information. I still have not got a clue how your turnover's broken down. It was your job to come on here and make us aware. We're on planet Earth in Dragon's Den. You would make my foot itch, mate. I'm not amused. I'm angry. I'm out.
The dragons can't take this business seriously, and James Caan just isn't buying it.
Have you shown it to anybody that's placed an order?
No, well, there's no real ordering. Again, you know, you all seem to be stuck in this one flow of business, which, you know, looking at you, you dressed well. It looks like it's worked out for you. But, you know, maybe this is your opportunity to do something different, to do something adventurous.
Okay, can I just tell you where I'm? To be coming to an investor to ask for money when you haven't really tested the product in a commercial environment doesn't show me a lot of entrepreneurial savvy. And I think for those reasons, I'm out.
Three dragons have now bowed out. Time for Peter Jones to have his say.
If you'd come in here with less of a sort of, almost a sort of a religious speech, I think you might have got a lot further.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but, you know, this is different to what I've tried to tell you. You know, I'm honest. I've tried to tell you it's different. This is not some kind of... I'm not in here trying to tell you some kind of complicated, expensive, self-filling bath or something like that. This is, you know, something... it's an experience, a different experience.
I've got a self-filled bath in Portugal. And I can set it, and it doesn't... It's not complicated. And yes, it was ridiculously expensive. I can't invest in something like this. Or you. So I'm going to say I'm out. But I do think, hopefully, it's a learning curve today.
Duncan Bannatyne wants to find out how the entrepreneur intends to dispose of any potential investment.
How are you going to spend my £1 million?
We'd dig a hole, bury it, and leave it there for someone to find.
I don't think you really believe in this.
Well, no, I do.
No, you know, I don't think you really do believe in it. Somewhere in the back of your brain, it really knows, the back end of your brain knows this is a silly idea, and you should bring that forward, and you should really accept that, because it is a silly, silly idea.
Well, silly is just an opinion, isn't it? You know, I think you're obviously entitled to your opinion, but, you know, for me, this is what I do.
You're certainly not, in my opinion, worthy of any investment of my money, not a single penny. So I'm out.
Two more dragons out, and success or failure for Paul now rests with Deborah Meaden.
who else is doing it? Who's your main competitor?
Well, here's the beauty of it. I mean, no one else is doing this.
And that's what you think is your unique...
Well, yeah, I mean, that's it. It's unique, you know.
I must be honest, Paul. I think there is a lot of risk in this business.
You've all taken risks before. And this, you know, this... I was hoping that you were going to see the potential here. You know, see something. But, you know, some of you are clearly lacking the vision.
Have you ever? Actually, I'm fascinated. I'm sorry, I'm fascinated. How many people have handed you a £1 million cheque?
Well, no one, really. No one's handed us a £1 million cheque. This is your opportunity. It's your opportunity to get your pen out and write a cheque for £1 million.
Oh, I wouldn't hold your breath. Because I don't hand out £1 million cheques. I make investments. And when I invest in something, I expect somebody to give me the respect of explaining to me what their product is, what it does, why it has a market, and what you need my money for. I guess you can understand that after that little conversation from me, I would find it very difficult to invest in you. I'm out.
Far from impressing the dragons, his pitch simply irritated them.
Delusional.
This is one of the best films I've ever seen.
Absolutely, just bang, 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 all the way through.
You know, all I want to do now is watch that.
Spoiler, the show which reviews movies, books and TV shows in their entirety. Twists, endings and all.
I don't think it's a bad ending at all, no.
Without fear of spoilers.
I think you were just happy it ended.
Each show is dedicated to just one subject, so we can delve deeper behind the screen or the page.
It might be the geekiest book ever written.
This producer who's made up new lies, lies. Lies, lies, lies.
Here is your clue, 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 clue. Richard the Lionheart.
That was also a joke. How can I get out of this sentence?
Join me, Paul Tyler, with Andy Golding.
Sorry, I've got quite angry about that.
And Rachel Burnett.
I love the jiggly bottoms of the lady.
Find us on Twitter or Facebook, or go to our website, spoilerpodcast.co.uk. It's fun for all the family, right?
So, there you have it. Not the most successful experience of my life. However, it does mean that you and I, dear listeners, are on our own now. So do go to GoFundMe, seek out the Buried Treasure page, and chuck some money in the pot. People have done already. As soon as we get to £200, my producer and I will go to a secret disclosed location in the UK, chuck £200 in, and you will then have the opportunity for Series 2 to go get it. And we wish you the very best of luck, and we hope that when you get it, you enjoy spending it.
Buried Treasure, the audio treasure map. They're not pirates, they're idiots. I'm Charlotte Reed, and if you do go digging and the treasure is missing, remember to leave the ground as it was found. Buried Treasure is a Joe Schmo production.